So, Hare Krishna, please come close. We are going to start with a session now. Today we will have a very, very nice presentation called The Mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It will be, I think, very relishable for all of you. I also want to take the opportunity to greet a very dear acquaintance of me. It is a pujari from one of these wonderful little small temples in the forest of Radharani. It is in the Garhwal forest. His name is his affectionate name is Mukhyaji. Chhatrabhuj Shastri. He's a lecturer here in the Braj area. He will not give a lecture to us because we don't understand Braj Bhas, but he will sing a little Braj Bhasi Kirtan, I thought. So that because Prabhupada used to say that when we want to know something about Krishna, we can go to the Braj Bhasis for these itihasa stories. So what will be the bhajan? Sri Govardhan Maharaj will be the name of the bhajan. I'm sorry, should I say it in English before we start? Yeah. Let us please greet our guest by loudly and joyously saying Jai Jai Sita Re, Jai Jai Sita Re, Jai Jai Sita Re. Yeah, and let us give the microphone to Mukhyaji, Chaturbhuj Shastri.
Radhe Radhe. Giriraj Maharaj ki, Radha Rani ki, Radhe Meri Swamini. मैं राधे को दास जन्म जन्म मोह दीजियो गहवरवन को वास
गहवरवन के वास की
फॉर स्टिंग इन गहवरवन
आस करें शिव से
Lord Shiva and Shesha, Shesha Ananta Shesha, they desire to stay in Gahavarvan. The glories of this Gahavarvan is being told. Lord Shyamsundar, in form of a gopi, he is glorifying this Gahavarvan. Radharani is my Swamini, my master. And I am the servant of Radharani. Krishna is saying, birth after birth, please give me the residence in Gahavarvan.
Govardhan Maharaj, Maharaj, tere mathe mukut viraj rahe ho.
Tere kanan kundal
sohe rahe. तेरे कानन कुंडल सोए रहे और गले बजंती माल और माले और गमा से मुकुट विराज रहो तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो तेरे गोवर्धन महाराज महाराज तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो श्री गोवर्धन महाराज महाराज तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो
तेरे मुख पे मुरली सो रही
तेरे मुख पे मुरली सो रही
तेरे मुख पे मुरली सो रहे तेरे मुख पे मुरली सोहे रही माथे मुकुट विराज रहो वरधन महाराज महाराज तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो
तेरे अंगों में
जामा के सरिया
तेरे अंग में जामा के सरिया तेरे अंग में जामा के सरिया
पट का लाल
गुलाल गुलाल तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो श्री गुप्त ज्ञानराज लाल गुलाल तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो श्री गोवर्धन महाराज महाराज तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो
तोपे पान चढ़े तोपे फूल चढ़े
तोपे पान चढ़े तोपे फूल चढ़े तोपे पान चढ़े तोपे फूल
तोपे दिए जरे दिन रात
दिए जरे दिन
रात दिन रात तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो तोपे दिए जरे दिन रात दिन रात तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो श्री
माथे गंगा निकट रहे
तेरे मानसी गंगा निकट रहे
तेरे मानसी गंगा निकट रहे
तेरे मानसी गंगा निकट रहे विराज रहो तेरे गोवर्धन महाराज महाराज तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो
तेरी सात कोस की परिक्रमा
तेरे साथ कोस की परिक्रमा
चतुलेश्वर पे
विश्राम जतराम तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो तेरे चतुलेश्वर पे
विश्राम विश्राम तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो श्री गोवर्धन महाराज महाराज तेरे माथे मुकुट विराज रहो
राज महाराज की जय। गहेवर वन बरसाना में, बरसाना में गहेवर वन स्थान का नाम है।
गहेवर वन इज इन बरसाना, नियर बरसाना, राधा रानी अपीयरेंस प्लेस, बर्थ प्लेस।
गहेवर वन नाम क्यों पड़ा?
व्हाई इट इज कॉल्ड गहेवर वन ही इज गोइंग टू डिस्क्राइब।
गहेवर वन लीला का निकुंज स्थान है।
दिस इज द प्लेस वेयर लॉर्ड कृष्णा हैज हिज play site of in the groves.
वहाँ दोनों खेलते थे राधा और कृष्ण।
राधा एंड कृष्ण used to play there.
राधा जी के साथ में सखी अष्ट सखी।
With राधा रानी there were अष्ट सखीज, eight सखीज।
विशाखा, तुंग विद्या, इंद्रलेखा, सब।
So all these eight सखीज were with श्रीमती राधा रानी।
कृष्ण के साथ में ग्वाल गाय।
With Krishna, there were cowherd boys and cows.
Krishna गाय चराने के लिए गहेवर वन में आए हैं।
Krishna is coming to graze the cows in the गहेवर वन।
राधा रानी घूमने के लिए आई वन में।
And राधा रानी came to have her sporting play in गहेवर वन।
सखियों के साथ में।
Along with her girlfriends.
ललिता ने कहा राधा जी से।
ललिता इज सेइंग टू श्रीमती राधा रानी।
राधा तुम अपने वर को पकड़ो।
राधा रानी प्लीज कैच होल्ड ऑफ योर ब्राइड।
राधा जी
ब्राइड ग्रूम।
राधा जी ने कृष्ण का हाथ पकड़ा।
राधा रानी काट होल्ड द हैंड ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण।
तभी से उसका नाम पड़ गया गहवर।
सिंस देन द नेम गहवर हैज बीन गिवन टू दैट प्लेस।
गह
मीन्स अ कैच होल्ड ऑफ द वर द हस्बैंड बिकॉज शी कॉट होल्ड द हैंड ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा राधा रानी दैट्स वाई इट इज कॉल्ड गहवर वन द फॉरेस्ट ऑफ वेयर राधा रानी कॉट होल्ड ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा हैंड।
गहेवर वन में राधा जी मान करके बैठी।
इन गहेवर वन शी नॉट एंग्री yeah, she became stubborn or she wanted to have man. Huh? Yeah, sulky.
Unko Radha ji ko manane ke liye Krishna upay karte.
So Krishna is trying to pacify her to Srimati Radha Rani.
Phir bhi nahi manti.
But she is not pacified.
Lalita ko kaha ki tum mana do.
So she asks Lalita Sakhi to pacify Lord Srimati Radha Rani.
राधा जी ने ललिता से कहा कि अरे सखी क्या तुमको उसने कुछ पैसा दिया है घूस के लिए।
सो राधा रानी इज आस्किंग ललिता सखी दैट डिड ही पे यू एनी मनी व्हाई यू आर पेसिफाइंग मी ऑन हिज बिहाफ।
यदि उनको मनाना है तो स्वयं आएंगे।
ही शुड कम हिमसेल्फ टू पेसिफाई मी।
फिर कृष्ण मनाने के लिए गए तो भी नहीं मानते।
सो लॉर्ड कृष्णा केम हिमसेल्फ पर्सनली टू पेसिफाई श्रीमती राधा रानी बट she did not agree or she was not pacified.
Krishna tak karke baith jate.
So Krishna is sitting in front of her.
Krishna ko yaad aaya ki inko mor ka roop bahut acha lagta hai.
So Krishna remembered at that time that Radharani likes the shape of a peacock. She likes the peacock.
Krishna मोर बन के नाचे।
देन लॉर्ड कृष्णा बिकेम इन फॉर्म ऑफ पिकॉक एंड ही वॉज डांसिंग।
तो ललिता ने कहा देखो कितना सुंदर मोर नाच कर।
सो ललिता सेड टू श्रीमती राधा रानी दैट सी द पिकॉक हाउ ब्यूटिफुल ही इज डांसिंग।
राधा जी को देख करके हंसी आ गई।
देन राधा रानी सीइंग दैट फॉर्म इन फॉर्म ऑफ पिकॉक देन शी स्टार्टेड लाफिंग।
मैं कहावत है हंसी तो फंसी।
इट इज बीन सेड दैट इफ यू लाफ देन यू आर कॉट अप यू आर ट्रैप्ड।
गुस्सा जाता रहा।
सो देन बिकॉज ऑफ दिस laugh, then her all the anger mood went away. And then they start loving each other back again. They were in good terms again. Back. They are reunited again. Her sulky mood has gone. Jai Radhe. So Gahavarman is near Barsana, and in Barsana itself, and one can go and visit that, where Lord Krishna danced in form of peacock. He is saying that if this time while you are already here, you please come, but if you cannot, then come next time. And then he wants to show them Kadam Khandi.
I thought it would be very, very nice if you meet such a Brijbasi. Mukherjee has to do his seva and puja at his temple, and we have to say goodbye to him at this stage. Oh yeah, so, So, then I will proceed with my lecture. Yes. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, I want to enter today a subject matter which is very deep. It is called the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You all know when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his pilgrimage to Gaya, he was a transformed personality. In Navadvip, he met all the devotees in the house of Shuklambara, das Brahmachari, and he told them, my dear devotees, I have met Krishna, but then I lost him. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this, he said, he began crying for 6 hours, and all the devotees were being swept away by the ocean of prema, a very special type of prema which emanated from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was there that he started his Sangatan movement. It was at that time that he started his Sangatan movement, which comes under one motto. Where is my Krishna? In this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a very dear devotee, Rupa Goswami, whose special function is to establish the feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is quoted in the verse Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, that Rupa Goswami, when will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established in this world the mission to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give me shelter under his lotus feet? I believe that if you do not understand the special mood or feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will not be possible for you to understand the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to ultimately find shelter under his lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had two desires. His first desire was related to the saving of all the conditioned souls. He wanted that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is spread. Rupa Goswami, who understands Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, composed a verse on this desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in relation to his mission, this missionary desire, a verse which is said will move away all the unhappiness of the world. Are you sometimes unhappy? Then you need to hear this verse. Tundetandavanila timvitanute, tundavali laptaye, kana kroda kadam vinigatayate, kanarbudebhyas priham, cheta prangana sangini vijayate, savendriyanam kritim, no jane janita kiyat viamritai, krishne tivanatvayi. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. Then he says, at that time we desire to have many, many mouths. And he says, when the holy name of Krishna is heard, we become so intoxicated with the nectar of the holy name that we want to have many, many ears. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur takes this further. He says, what is the use of one body? I need millions of bodies to chant. You might say one body is fully sufficient. I have enough worries with one body. But someone who has tasted the nectar of the holy name and who is fully intoxicated by this Amrita, he wants to have millions of bodies, not just seven like the yogis take, in order to chant sufficiently. But, my dear devotees, in what mood should you chant? In what way should you chant? In what internal setting should you chant? The best mood in which you can, or feelings in which you can enter the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the feelings of viraha bhakti. This was said in the lecture by Srila Prabhupada a few days ago, maybe it was yesterday. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in this mood of separation where he didn't feel complacent. He felt something was essentially wrong. He had lost Krishna. Prabhupada writes about this need to come into this mood, and how to do this we will describe. Those under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, in separation, is the real worship of the Lord. When the feelings of separation become very intense, one attains the stage of meeting Sri Krishna. So-called devotees like the Sahajiyas cheaply imagine they are meeting Krishna in Vrindavan. Such thinking may be useful, but actually meeting Krishna is possible through the attitude of separation taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 4, text 108. When Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, he visited this little place on the bank of the Ganga called Kanainata Shala. He crossed the Ganga to and he went up the rocky cliff and entered into the forest, which is full of champak flowers and kadamba keli flowers. Still to this day, you can enter this forest. And as he entered this forest, he all of a sudden saw Lord Krishna with his curly hairs, his monsoon black body, and a mind-enchanting smile appearing before him. When he saw Lord Krishna, he ran towards him, trying to catch him, but Krishna quickly evaded him and came to his back. Mahaprabhu turned around because he had heard the rustling of Krishna's dhoti in the back. And there he was again. Krishna, try to embrace him. But in the process, fell unconsciously on the ground. When he woke up, Krishna was gone, but the mood of separation from Krishna was deeply implanted as a seed into his heart. And this is described in both Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, this meeting with Krishna. Mahaprabhu, for his whole time on this planet, emanated this feelings of separation. When he was somewhere, he would usually rest his hand on his left elbow. Women are strong on the left side. Whatever happens is on the left side. So he rested his elbow on the hand on the left side and painted with his finger the form of Lord Krishna in the ground, which soon was swept away in a torrent of tears of separation. This is how Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, this is a useful meditation on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? This mood is describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this mood has to go also in the primary sadhana of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you must get the separation feeling and apply it to the sadhana. Prabhupada says, so we are addressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, the energy of the Lord. Oh, the Lord, please accept me. Please say, oh, the energy of the Lord. Oh, the Lord. Please accept me. That's all. Please accept me. We have no other prayer. Please accept me. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry and we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him, please accept me, please accept me.
Please accept me.
Yeah. If you chant in this mood, the mood of Viraha Bhakti, then something wonderful will happen, which I will explain from the viewpoint of spiritual psychology. Prabhupada made this very, very, very sure that we understand this. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi, he has no necessity. Why is he crying? He has given up the whole world and became a sannyasi. And why is he crying for Govinda? Because Govinda virahena me, Govinda necessity. The necessity is Govinda. And he is not alone. There's again life, again Vrindavan, again the gopis, again dancing, again eating, again everything. That is real necessity. We are living in a false world. A world which is not even only illusory. It is false. It gives us only repeated birth and death. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is, please bring me out of here. Please accept me. Now, the feelings of separation are sometimes dreaded by devotees. We know whenever we as conditioned souls feel separated from something what we wish to attain, there's great misery in the heart. In this world, when a boy is separated from his dear beloved girlfriend, there is misery in the heart. Or when we are separated from our goal, let us say, to become a good lecturer, and we always remain a foolish lecturer, then there's great misery. But when you when you have your feelings on Krishna, this type of misery cannot come. Externally, Krishna may be absent, but if you have feelings of separation, then Krishna is internally present in the heart. When you feel, oh Krishna, 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 you have Krishna in the heart. And having Krishna in the heart means being together with Krishna. Separation is there even in the spiritual world. It is even there at the time of external union. This is called Prema Vaichitya. Srimati Radharani and Krishna are together. But to be more together, they begin to feel a feeling of separation that, oh, where is Krishna? Where is Radha? It overwhelms them. And by this feeling of separation, they bring Krishna or Radha inside the heart and embrace them in the core of the heart. This feeling of separation to Krishna is, in other words, not misery. It is a means of contacting Krishna. Here in this world, when you feel separated from Krishna, and also in the spiritual world, on the highest level, Prema Vaichitya, the lovers are together, but they feel the separation and cry, and in this way, they have in the heart. Whatever you have in the heart is the real thing. I may be in Govardhan, but if in my heart I have Germany, then I'm strictly speaking in Germany. I remember the first time I came to Vrindavan, I missed German bread and butter. Germans, you must know, require German bread and butter. And there were all these other alternatives to the proper diet of German bread and butter. And I remember I became so despondent that I did not leave my room any longer out of the intense absorption in German bread and butter. I was in Vrindavan, but really in my mind there was bread and butter. But you can be in Germany and you can think of Giriraj Govardhan, and for practical purposes you have contact with Giriraj. So, it is said it's better to live in the outside world and think of the temple than live in the temple and think of the outside world. Because what is in the mind is very important. That describes your reality. So, separation is a very desired feeling. This is very, very high. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived this separation. he said, I will also give my guest has to be entertained a little. Yes, take it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri to dive more deep into the feelings of separation. He was in this little room in the Gambira, and throughout the day and throughout the night, when Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar had left him, he was calling out, Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and so on. And he rubbed his face on the wall, his lotus face, in deep feelings of separation. When he came in the morning, when Swarup Damodar came, he said, my Lord, why did you do this to you? The face was all bleeding. My Lord, you are hurting yourself. But Mahaprabhu would or could not hear. From that day on, the devotees put Shankara into the Gambira in the night, who was there and who soon became known as Shankara, the pillow of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu would be massaged by Shankara, and then he would put his legs on the body of Shankara. The room was too tight for two, so Shankara was sleeping underneath, and Mahaprabhu put the legs on it. Wouldn't it be nice to become known as Madhavananda, the pillow of Lord Chaitanya? Imagine this. Or Danuda Swami, the pillow of Lord Chaitanya. This would be our perfection. So in this way, Shankara could take care of Mahaprabhu. But often, Mahaprabhu pretended to fall asleep, and then Shankara went to sleep. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said again, Krishna, my Krishna, my Krishna. And he spread his own chatter over Shankara so that he would rest undisturbed. And he would relish the feelings of separation. He would go deeper and deeper and deeper into this wonderful experience of meeting Krishna. The queens, at the end of the Bhagavatam, this feeling of separation to Krishna is highlighted by the queens in Dwaraka. They say, O ocean, you also have no opportunity to sleep quietly at night. You are always awake and crying. This is a benediction which you have received. So this feelings of separation will awaken our tired heart with real bhakti. It's a desirable thing. Once, Lord Chaitanya had a wonderful vision of Lord Krishna. I will not describe it here. And then he was awoken by Govinda. And he said, Govinda, you have waken me up. I have been together with Krishna. Govinda said, come quickly, my lord. Come to see your Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still in that wonderful vision which he had had, where he had seen Krishna and the gopis in the river Yamuna. And he was still in that mood. So Govinda brought him to the Jagannath temple, and Mahaprabhu went to his preferred pillar from where he used to view Lord Jagannath. At that moment, as he was viewing Lord Jagannath with tears in his eyes, a woman who couldn't see Lord Jagannath climbed up his body to have a better view. Govinda immediately said, Mataji! You know how we say this. Mataji, that's too much! And immediately ordered her to quickly come down. The woman was beside herself and sorrow. Oh, oops. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned around half consciousness and said, Govinda, you uncivilized person. This woman has so much eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. Govinda, if I would have so much eagerness to see Krishna. Previously, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not even allow a woman to pay his obeisances from a distance. Why was he allowing and even encouraging this lady this time to look at from his shoulders? Because he was still in the mood of seeing and witnessing the wonderful pastimes of Sri Krishna with Radharani. In this viewing position of Radha and Krishna pastimes is never done in a male identity. So he was in a different identity and did the viewing from this identity and then complained, if I would have so much eagerness as this woman to climb up my shoulders, then it would be very, very wonderful. Oh, Hare Krishna. Please translate. I'm very, very thankful that you came. The exchange was when I requested for blessings for all of you, he said, yes, and you should do cow seva. He will go now to milk the cows. My dear devotees, this is the most, here you can say, simple Brajvasi which I have met. He is so good-hearted. And he loves devotee seva. He is just a very pure soul. Can you see this? This is just from another world and very, very wonderful. They are very humble, very, very kind. And I wanted to show you such a Brajvasi because sometimes you meet the rickshawalas who want a heavy price from you. But these are the Brajvasis which we, the very, oh, Krishna.
Did I get it right that he said you should do cow seva?
Yes, yes.
That was his final.
Yes, yes, you should do cow seva.
He's going now
to milk the cows. Everyone in Vrindavan does this. There are five things which give love, according to the Brajvasi statement. Venu, Renu, Denu, Nandasuno, and Radhika. Venu is the flute of Krishna, Denu is the cow, Renu is the dust, Nandasuno is Krishna and Radharani. That's the idea of the Brajvasis. They will look at you when you ask for prema, please give me love. They will say, Venu, Renu, Denu, Nandasuno. Emperor, Vishabhanu, Lali. They have their different names. They have their... Venu, Denu, Renu, Nandasuno, and Sri Radhika. Hare Krishna.
Have you taken care of him sufficiently?
Thank you for hinting. I was getting in and forgot totally. Yeah, thank you very much. So, my dear devotees, we have a journey in our mind, and we need to be on top of the journey. We need to again jump into where we are. This mood of separation was described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a mystical analogy. He compared. Here's where you have to listen with a spiritually minded mind. It's from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He had compared his mind with a yogi, a mystical yogi. He had said, the yogi of my mind is dressed in a quilt of anxiety. His chada is anxiety. And the only words which come out from the mouth of the yogi of my mind is, alas, Krishna, Krishna. Around my mind, which is full of anxiety, wears a turban of greed. Where is Krishna? And the bangles of this yogis are the bangles of distress. The yogi of my mind always studies the poetry and the description of Lord Krishna's pastimes, what he did in Vrindavan. The yogi of my mind has 10 disciples, the 10 senses. The home of the yogi of my mind is this body. This yogi goes with all his disciples for begging. And the yogi of my mind will accept madukari or the gifts which you get when you beg, only if they are the remnants of Krishna's qualities, beauty, sweetness, aroma, flute sound, the touch of the body. The yogi of my mind, who is full of separation, goes knocking in Braj on the doors of the gopis, because it is the gopis only who have access to this food which my yogi mind eats. Krishna's qualities, beauty, sweetness, aroma, flute and sound. Now the yogi of my mind has sat down in mystic trance in a corner in Braj. I have lost the vision of my Krishna. In that moment, the 10 transformations of separation enter Mahaprabhu's mind, which ultimately end in murcha, death-like fainting. This is the extent of the separation which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished. He was so much into this mood that he would be able to give such a wonderful analogy of his mind being a beggar who wanted the remnants of Krishna's form and beauty and so on and so forth.